winning tickets in record lottery jackpots
in California, Florida, and Tennessee.
Republican showdown.
The GOP candidates debate in South Carolina.
Indonesia's capital rocked by bombs and gunfire.
Its president is calling this an act of terror.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup.
First number down is 8. And right after
lots of anticipation as they drew the numbers for the record $1.6 billion Powerball jackpot last night. And it turns out it's a three-way split with winning tickets sold in Florida, Tennessee, and California.
This is Steve Futterman in Chino Hills, California. It was an all-night celebration at the 7-Eleven here. People simply wanted to be inside the store where one of the winning tickets was sold.
We're happy that it happened here to one of our, hopefully one of our residents.
Everyone inside the store had bought tickets, losing Powerball tickets. That didn't seem to bother anyone.
We came for the happy losers party.
And this person had some advice for the winner.
Spend your money wisely.
The other tickets were sold in Melbourne Beach, Florida, and Munford, Tennessee, north of Memphis. The winning numbers 4, 8, 19, 27, 34, and the Powerball was 10. Word is just coming in of the death of British actor Alan Rickman at 69. It was cancer.
Mr. Potter, our new celebrity.
Rickman, best known for that role in the Harry Potter films, and he played the bad guy in the first Die Hard movie opposite Bruce Willis. With the Iowa caucuses and New Hampshire primary less than a month away, 7 Republicans square off tonight in the 6th Republican presidential debate. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Going into this debate, a CBS News New York Times poll has Donald Trump ahead by 17 points nationally over Ted Cruz. CBS's Sopan Deb, who covers Trump, says that explains why the frontrunner's been going on the attack.
Donald Trump punches at whoever's in second place. And look at who's in second place right now. It's Ted Cruz.
Surveys in Iowa have the race much closer than it is nationally, or in New Hampshire, where Trump has a big lead. In Iowa, Trump and Cruz are neck and neck, 18 days before the caucuses.
I'm Heather Bosch. Ted Cruz could face questions about the $1 million he borrowed to help fund his 2012 Senate campaign. He didn't tell the Federal Elections Commission about it. The New York Times reports some of the money came from Goldman Sachs, where his wife works. Cruz insists he got no special treatment, and the failure to report the loans may have been a filing error.
And we borrowed against the stocks and assets that we had under ordinary terms. And so those loans have been disclosed over and over and over again on multiple filings.
Still, he could face a fine.
Now overseas, one of several explosions that rocked Jakarta, Indonesia, in an attack that police say tried to imitate what happened in Paris late last year. Jakarta-based terror analyst Todd Elliott.
Several men tried to enter a Starbucks. They were turned away by security guards, at which point several detonated their explosives, several ran away. Some of the perpetrators who were armed with firearms began shooting indiscriminately at bystanders.
When it was over, 2 people were killed, 19 hurt, 5 attackers also died. Indonesian police are blaming ISIS for the attack. In a Kurdish town in Turkey, 5 people were killed when a car bomb went off outside a police station and rebels attacked with guns and rocket launchers. 39 were hurt. New information on one of 2 Iraqi refugees arrested in this country on terror charges last week. A federal agent says Omar El-Hardan wanted to set off bombs at 2 Houston shopping malls and was learning how to make devices to set the bombs off remotely. We're learning more about the 35-year-old Florida woman who was killed late last week in Florence, Italy. Rome correspondent Alan Pizzi has the latest.
At a press conference this morning, prosecutor Giuseppe Criazzo said Ashley Olson had 2 fractures to her skull and had been strangled. There was also evidence of consensual sex before the murder. The suspect who has been arrested was named as Tidane Sheikh Diaw, a Senegalese with no criminal record who worked distributing flyers for local nightclubs.
Witnesses say they saw Olson and the suspect leaving a nightclub together and entering her apartment. 3 Americans were killed, 12 others were hurt when their bus crashed on the way to the airport in Honduras. They were all headed home after a volunteer mission. 2 of the 3 killed were students at New York's Columbia University. The Colorado man charged with last year's deadly attack at a Planned Parenthood clinic is speaking out from behind bars. He was on the phone with KCNC-TV's Rick Salinger.
He had no apologies after admitting he killed 3 and injured many others. Robert Deere has insisted he is a warrior for babies.
I think that when you're in a war situation, these casualties happen, but I was trying to protect the innocent blood, the babies.
He insists he is sane and wants to represent himself so he can plead guilty, and then expects he'll be put to death. Rick Salinger, CBS News, Denver.
In Flint, Michigan, where lead in the water has prompted emergency water deliveries, officials now say there's been an increase in cases of Legionnaire's disease in that area over the last 2 years. They aren't sure if it's linked to the water problems. 2,000 dogs in 24 states have been infected with a new and nasty strain of the flu. The disease is rarely fatal. A vaccine came out a few months ago. Seattle vet Rob McMonagle.
If your dog doesn't eat well, if you see coughing, see lethargy, just being tired, moping around, it could be a sign of a fever. And if you see that, give your local veterinarian a call.
A new government report is out this morning on moms.
The average age of a first-time mom is 26 years old, but the biggest increase has been among women 30 to 34. Why are women waiting?
Education comes into play, career, contraceptive use, fertility decisions.
TJ Matthews with the National Center for Health Statistics tells me there has been a huge drop in the number of new moms 20 and younger, that number dropping 42% since 2000. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News Atlanta.
With yesterday's 365-point sell-off, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has lost just over 11% since its peak last May, a real rough January, too. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says a lot of attention now will be focused on company earnings reports.
If we get another quarterly earnings where it's negative earnings, it will be the third in a row, as it happened since 2009. Also, we would like to see oil prices stabilize. They don't have to go up by a lot. They just have to stop falling. And finally, of course, what we really need to know is, how's the U.S. economy doing? If we have more information that proves that we're on the right track, I think things will calm down.
Findings in a new report could leave a lot of us tossing and turning. CBS's Jim Shenevy explains.
Chicago tops this year's list of the top 50 bedbug cities as compiled by the pest control company Orkin. The list is based on the company's service calls and includes both residential and commercial treatments. Chicago was followed by Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., New York, and Columbus, Ohio. The Midwest leads all regions of the country with bedbugs, 14 cities in the top 50. Several cities made double-digit jumps on the list, including Washington, which was 11 spots higher than it was last year. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Lawmakers in Maine today will debate whether or not to impeach Governor Paula Page. She's accused by Democrats of using his influence to pressure a decision on a political job. It's not likely to go very far, though. LePage has also made news for off-color comments and apologies, most recently last week. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.